CanteyCanFixIt.com.
It's time for Facts on Sports with Faxon Childress and John Hight.
Rattler awaits a shotgun snap, gets it. Blitz coming, pressure coming. Barrett Carter getting it and sacking Rattler.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
He could have easily gotten 5 or 6 yards if he would have just pulled that thing down and dove forward.
But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Oh, what a play by Mike Williams. A touchdown of 19 yards.
I mean, he put Jamarcus King on his back and gave that chicken a ride.
Free throw shooter.
Clark in a straight jacket. Oh, he didn't need to do that. He threw it away. King put this.
To the sideline, caught. First down.
Woo! What a hit! Denzel Ward! You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me? Hurt my feelings!
Well, there's Chase Hunter. 2 seconds, one. Launches a three. Good if it goes! It does! Chase Hunter! The three! At the buzzer! Sends Hudson to the locker room! Up 10!
Double pumper. That was a double pump shot.
That was another one from the band down by the river.
Now, let's go live to Faxon Childress and John Hight.
We welcome you in, everybody, to the Friday edition of Faxon Sports with Faxon Childress and John Hight right here on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. And as always, we're checking in live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson. We're in the middle of football season. You can continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure they're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. And you can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app. And as if on cue, in the first segment, as we do every Friday, where we're blessed enough to have Herb Tyler here at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Herb Tyler, owner of Chick-fil-A of Clemson, owner of Chick-fil-A Seneca, hopping on the headset. We're always going to have some great questions, especially coming off of a not great weekend for the Tigers last weekend. Let's be honest with ourselves. But Herb, how you doing? We're excited to have you here on a Friday, man.
Man, I'm doing great. And you know what? It should be an exciting time in Clemson this weekend. Do you know what weekend this is?
Ooh, like what, game designation weekend
this is?
I do not know.
This is Parents Weekend.
It's Parents Weekend.
So the parents are coming in. And they're going to be able to be around the students and see everything that's going on here, experience electric atmosphere. And I guess the first question I would ask you guys, how important is the fan base getting in here and being loud and being proud and cheering the Tigers on this week? How important is that in this game?
I think it's something that's very important. And, you know, for me personally, I would point to an example from last year, right? Think about that third play of the game against Appalachian State where the crowd roars on a Bryant Wesco Jr. touchdown. It felt like that was kind of the turning point of last season for Clemson. And from that point onwards, the home environments, which always bring it, but it felt like there was a little bit extra pep in their step from the home crowd at Death Valley. I'm hoping that you can get an offensive explosion and a great crowd to accompany that this week.
Yeah, I expect there to be a great crowd. It's one thing I do love about this fan base, and why I'm glad to have attended Clemson is, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 9-0 or 0-9. Death Valley is going to be full, and people are going to show up, and they're going to care. I expect Death Valley to be an incredible atmosphere tomorrow to make things even more difficult for the Syracuse Orange.
Well, I think it needs to be a great atmosphere, and people who are coming, you need to bring your A game. And just a little plug here. Gave y'all something new this morning to try from Chick-fil-A.
Very good.
You hadn't tried before. So why don't you describe what you just tasted?
So this is the Cherry Berry Sprite. Did I get the naming of it correct?
You got it.
I nailed it. So the Cherry Berry Sprite, their seasonal beverage right now. I believe you can also get this in a lemonade and a tea, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
There you go. Fantastic. great seasonal beverage right now here at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan. It's a lot of flavor, and definitely it's got like that cool, crisp feeling going down. So I will be revisiting the Cherry Berry Sprite. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, let's get to the first question of the week.
All right.
There's another big game. There are a couple of big games.
Yes.
Coming this week. But locally, there's a big game with Missouri and South Carolina. Okay, guys. How important is this game to South Carolina, and how important is it to Missouri?
South Carolina's season's on the line, just to put it bluntly. I mean, they've already lost a game in conference play. A second loss in SEC play would essentially eliminate them from contention to go into Atlanta. I mean, I think this is do or die every conference game the rest of the way. You know, you heard Coach Sweeney a couple weeks back, you know, related to Clemson's schedule, saying that conference games are essentially playoff games nowadays. And especially for a team like South Carolina, who was on their home field and got blown out by Vanderbilt, who were not expecting to be a contender, I think South Carolina's essentially got to win out in SEC play, or if they are going to lose another game, it's got to be to an upper echelon opponent. So I'm expecting desperation out of Shane Beamer and his group this week, and all indications are that Lenore Sellers is slated to return and play, but that Missouri team's pretty darn good, John, and they're in for a fight.
They are in for a fight. I think it's massively important for this team for this season alone, and I also think it's going to be very important that I think if they're able to go to Missouri and win this game, then I think that will really help emphasize when Shane Beamer says, I'm not interested in Virginia Tech. But if they keep losing, and he keeps saying, I'm not interested in Virginia Tech, like that narrative will not go away. Those questions will not go away until Virginia Tech names a coach. I think this is a big game. And also, it's a weird little rivalry between South Carolina and Missouri with Drinkwitz and Beamer. I think Drinkwitz will cut like a wrestling promo if they win this game here at home, and they'll be undefeated moving forward and right into your playoff selection. I've been very impressed by Missouri here, and I think South Carolina needs to show up big offensively if they want to, you know, pull this one off. I don't think they do it. I took Missouri to cover the 13.5 at home. I think Missouri wins big.
How about you, Thax? Who'd you take?
I took Missouri, and I think Missouri's likely to win big. As John kind of alluded to, I was really high on this Missouri team in the preseason. I think they've got one of the best quarterback running back tandems in the conference or the country. And this is a spot I really like for Missouri because Eli Drinkwitz owns Shane Beamer. The first loss of his career to Shane Beamer came last year on the road in Columbia, South Carolina, with an injured Brady Cook who was limping to the finish line, and it went down to the final drive and final play of the game where Sellers and Rocket Sanders were able to make a couple big-time plays down the stretch on a game-winning drive, and they took that one 34-30, rather. But the years before that between this rivalry, right? 34-12, 23-10, 31-28, 17-10. It's a 4-1 record right now for Coach Drinkwitz against Coach Beamer. I'm anticipating for him to bump that to 5-1, and I just think Missouri's a better football team. I think they're more complete, and I'm going to be interested to see what level of intensity South Carolina brings on Saturday because it's going to be a rowdy environment, and this is the most buzz Missouri football's had in a while.
Well, you know what? Sometimes buzz can be too much.
It can. It's that rat poison.
You know what? And if you think about South Carolina, when they went out to Oklahoma a while back, and they came away with their win and no expectations whatsoever, and that's the thing about college football now. You never know. But I do expect the South Carolina fans to travel well. I do expect it to be rowdy. I do personally expect Lenore Sellers to play.
Yes.
I do as well.
If he plays – that gives him an advantage maybe to keep it a little even closer.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be the best player on the field, and I think that's the thing about South Carolina that makes them difficult to evaluate as far as projection goes because he does have that Superman-type ability, as we saw last year in Death Valley, to take over a game on his own with his legs and win you a football game, even when you might be at a talent disadvantage looking on the other side. So, you know, with Sellers playing, the line has moved from 13.5 to 9.5. So it's a four-point line movement with their starting quarterback in the fray instead of backup QB Luke Doty. And John, I think you would agree by saying, if that guy's on the field, they've got a shot against pretty much everybody in the country.
They've got a shot against anybody in the country, but that's if they cut him loose.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been a very good pocket passer so far this year with Mike Shula, and he's coming off of a concussion. I don't feel like they're going to run him a ton here. And so this is going to be a very big phase-on game in the backfield, and that worries me. Also, a question for you both. Who is the middle linebacker for the Missouri Tigers who is leading the team currently in tackles? And a little bit of a hint, he has a brother who used to play for the Clemson Tigers.
Ooh, a brother that used to play for the Clemson Tigers.
Yes, at the same position.
I don't know.
That would be Josiah Trotter. Jeremiah Trotter's little brother.
He came over from West Virginia. I forgot about that.
Yes. So Trotter's little brother is leading Missouri.
I don't think his little brother is so little.
Yeah. Yeah, none of the Trotters are little. I don't think anybody in that family would be described as little. But he is leading Missouri in tackles right now.
And you know what? Missouri has come back. They have gotten new inspiration. So I think it's going to be a tight game. Glad I don't have to pick them like you guys do of how you have to do. But now we come to Clemson. What is the key for Syracuse to stay competitive in this game?
I think it's going to be their quick passing game finding success. If they're able to get it out quickly, out in the perimeter with Steve Angeli dropping back, you know, 2-3-step drop, getting it out quickly. If they can get, you know, 5 yards a pop and they're playing at 2nd and 4 or 2nd and 5 and they're able to keep ahead of the chains, that's how they stay alive in this game.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with John, and I think that's also a strategy that we've seen kind of deployed against Clemson in 3 consecutive weeks now, which is what is the best way to combat a D-line that is capable of dominating a game? It's getting the ball out quick and not letting them get pressure on the quarterback. So we saw it last week with Haynes King. We saw it in week 2 with Goose Crowder and Troy. We saw it in week 1 with Garrett Nussmeier and LSU, the screen game, the quick pass game, you know, curls 5 yards. And Clemson's got to play higher up on the outside and on the boundary with the corners, man. You got to play some man pressing. You got to trust your guys to live on that island in coverage because it's a big part of why you lost the game last week, in my opinion, was playing soft coverage on the last drive of the game. So challenge these Syracuse receivers, albeit talented, to beat you mano a mano, pin your ears back, and get after the quarterback. That's the path to victory for the Tigers and the inverse for the Orange, trying to get the ball out quick.
Well, let's talk about yards. Steve Angeli has more what?
More passing yards than the Clemson offense has total yards.
Exactly. So one of the things is to contain him. I do believe that our defensive line is much better. I do believe they put more pressure on him. Yeah. I believe as they go through and put more pressure on him, the way that I look at this game right here, if we start fast, we take it. If they start fast and get to 21 points before we get to anything, tighter game.
Yeah, it could definitely get tricky.
But I believe, I really do, you sit here and look at it. We talked Georgia Tech last week. Mm-hmm. We talked about traditionally that game, I don't care. You go back, we looked at the number of three-point games. You sit here, you do have the longest field goal a person's ever kicked. Most people forgot that. Yep. It's the longest field goal he's ever kicked. Bet he couldn't do it again.
Yeah.
Okay? Here's the deal. The deal is – we were a few plays away. We missed field goal. Mm-hmm. We missed a couple of things. You know what? I believe they work on it. I believe the spirit's there. I believe that we come in here and that this is a time we got a lot to play for. And you know what? It is true. We can look back at things all we want to. It ain't going to change a one of them.
Nope.
Going forward, the only thing it can change is get in your head and mess with you.
Yeah.
But one thing that's not going to change is when you come, Carol and I are ready for you guys to call Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Chick-fil-A of Seneca. We want to be a part of your game day tradition. We want you to get fired up. We want you to have fun. The parents that are coming into town when your kids haven't been here and you hadn't experienced it, hey, let's have a great atmosphere. And you know what? Let's pull the Tigers through on this one.
Let's do it. And, Herb, you know, one way to start the football weekend off correctly, I've got some numbers for you here, if you don't mind, before we go to break. All right, Faction knows where I'm going with this.
I do.
All right, so this is the fourth game of the season.
And this is the analytics department at the Roar that came up with this.
Yeah, I've crunched a lot of numbers here. So in the first game for LSU, we were not able to make it. Faction's under the weather. That's things. We did not have a show. We did not eat inside of Chick-fil-A. We lost the game. Week 2 against Troy, we were here in the building. We had food. We won the game. Last week, we were here, but we did not eat, and we lost the game. So I think, Herb, my question to you is, what's on the menu this morning? What are we eating? Because we're 1-0 when we eat, and we're 0-2 when we don't.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
Whatever is worth it for the W.
That's what it is. So whatever you think that's going to bring us as mojo, it's on the house to you guys today. And we can eat all morning long if you want to.
Whatever it takes to get the Tigers a victory.
And yes, sir.
So, we're glad to do that. Glad to have you guys here and continue to support. It's very important. And you know what? Let's all go out there and have fun. And hopefully we'll get that W, get back on that next trap. I mean, that right track, and that next game be right there. ILoveChickFilet.com. Get on there right now. Orders are filling up in here, and let's help serve you guys.
Texter just said take one of everything on the menu, so there you go.
Here we go, and I'll go start bringing them over now.
For sure. That is the owner of Chick-fil-A Clemson, owner of Chick-fil-A Seneca, Herb Tyler. Herb wants to be a part of your game day tradition. Clemson alum, support local. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day needs. You can have tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, delicious cookies, and more. You heard the man himself, ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app. We're going to take a quick break here on the program. We're going to get into some college football talk on the other side right here on The Roar.
Did you know you can get paid to increase your home's comfort and efficiency? Contact Koala Insulation to see how to increase comfort and lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Right now, you can also get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. The tax credits give homeowners 30% back in tax credits from their insulation upgrade, up to $1,200. But these tax incentives are expiring at the end of 2025 and will not return. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville at 864-867-1779 today to learn more.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Fiori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantee stands strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Attention Roar listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? With our friends at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with their Metabolic Reset System, their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. They're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results, and I can speak to it because I lost over 50 pounds on the program 2 years ago. There's no starving, there's no endless workouts, and there's none of those risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks that dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off forever. And for our listeners right now, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee, you'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free, they'll even cover the cost of your food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait, this guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. That's right, the next 25 callers. So call 864-644-1900 right now and mention the code NEWYEAR. That's 864-644-1900, PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tired of all the fake news in the sports world?
He read an article.
I read it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't believe everything you hear on the radio.
That's where we come in, to give you the truth in sports. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
We welcome you back in. Hour number one of the program continues with Faxon and John here on The Roar, live as always on Fridays from Chick-fil-A in Clemson. Stop by, continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. John, 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to hop in on the phone lines or the Adams Co. Roofing text line. Kind of kick-starting the program here after Herb was putting us on the spot as always in segment number one with some big-time questions about the upcoming weekend. We're going to roll through our Pick'em contest today and give our picks. We're going to give our favorite plays in both the world of college football and the National Football League. But I do want to start out with, because we had football on the television last night, and I don't want to talk about Rice and Charlotte. I did tune into this NFL game, and I want to take two minutes max. Bills 31, Dolphins 21. This was actually a really competitive football game, and I'm going to take an angle of this that you may not anticipate. I think Mike McDaniel's going to get fired, and I'm really not sure how much of this is his fault. Last night, my takeaway from this game was that Mike McDaniel called a great game. Mike McDaniel managed a great game. Mike McDaniel put his team in a position to contend for a win against a team that is supremely more talented than his team
Sure. At
the majority of positions. So what happened? On a crucial fourth down, his team captain on defense and second highest paid player on defense roughs the punter, and then his highest paid player and franchise quarterback throws the game-losing interception directly to the other team. Like, I understand that he's not perfect, and he's made some bad decisions throughout the course of his career, and a firing is likely, and there are going to be justifications for that, but just taking a step back from last night's game specifically, I thought McDaniel did just about everything he could to put his Dolphins team in a position to win.
No, I don't believe he is the problem.
Agreed.
Now, he is going to, with Chris Greer and so many others, pay the price for it, but I don't believe he is the problem. I don't think he has a great pulse on that locker room. I don't think he is a great leader of that football team, but on a game day, calling plays, he's as good as there is. To me, this is a Chris Greer failure. We talked to Seminole Ted about this quite a bit over the last few weeks and months with this Dolphins team, that this is a failure by the general manager.
Yeah, it's on Greer.
This is a failure by owner Stephen Ross, and the money, I think you didn't need to give Tua that much money. I think that was a bad use of contract. I think letting Christian Wilkins test free agency was a bad move. Maybe not so now that we've seen what's happened to him over the last year and change, but I just feel like there's been a rudderless ship down there in Miami.
Yeah.
And he called a good game, but it's very limited from a personnel standpoint. Greer did not do him any favors. And on the other side, that was about as ho-hum workmanlike from Josh Allen, punch in, punch out the clock, and go home. What an easy night at the office for him.
And it's crazy because I feel like the Bills, and again, people don't realize how hard it is to win in the NFL. Like, we talk about college football and we use the narratives. It's hard to win. It's hard to win. It's hard to win. The NFL is the hardest sport of all of them to win at on a week-in, week-out basis because of the parity that's prevalent, right? We say, oh, all these guys are pros. We've seen consistently throughout the course of two-plus decades now at this point that the NFL provides us with more parity on a week-in, week-out basis with more crazy upsets throughout the course of the regular season and playoffs. For the Bills to play C to C-minus football and to win by 10 over a divisional rival that was desperate and was calling player-led team meetings 2 weeks into the season. Again, 2 weeks into an 18-week season. That's a big-time win for Buffalo at home, and I know they were favored by double digits, and they didn't even end up covering the spread, but a win is a win, and if you can just check in, check out, and punch that clock, as you said, John, you'll take it.
You realize that with the player-led team meeting, you can only break the glass in case of emergency once. That's a bit early in the season to go ahead and use the we need the player-led team meeting. But, hey, if it works, it works.
Yeah,
It didn't, but, I mean, hey.
Listen,
more power to you, I guess.
You can't fault them for trying, so congratulations to the Bills for a big-time win last night. They improved to 3-0.
It was more competitive than I thought it was going to be yesterday between an undefeated team and a winless team. I was very wrong about that.
It was surprisingly watchable is the way that I would would describe it there.
We got multiple texters in about this game. 6712 gets in. Chris Greer is the problem. Horrific GM. Absolutely horrific. Completely agree. 6094 gets in. I'm in agreement with this as well. It's just crazy how easy Josh Allen makes it look.
Yeah.
It is easy for him. I mean, maybe that is just the Dolphins angle of it, but I just felt like everything for him last night was moving one step slower than everybody else. Like, he was just so calm and collected running that offense last night. It was fun to watch.
It's interesting to me, too, because Josh Allen was, like, pretty inarguably the worst quarterback in the NFL as a rookie, and then he has worked on refining his mechanics and changing his arm angle, and it's completely transcended his career. It also doesn't hurt that he is a 6'5" physical freak of nature with a bazooka for an arm and can run people over in the open field. But his progression has just been so fun to watch over the years. He's also just become such a smarter football player. You remember the first 3 years Josh Allen was on the scene and he was throwing into triple coverage? I mean, don't get it twisted. It was a much more entertaining brand of football than the one he currently plays, which is still entertaining. But
that's all it was at Wyoming. It was awesome. I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, it was rolling out to the right. We're going to chuck it up across our body into double coverage. And now he is just like a war general leading this offense, and he's so meticulous, and every decision seems like it's good. So shout out to Josh Allen for making a lot of progression as a QB, not just physically, but in the mental side of the game too. He's done a really good job throughout the course of his career, and I guess we're just always going to ask that question, is this the year for Buffalo / Baltimore, and can they exercise the demons and beat Patrick Mahomes?
I think they can. I don't think this Chiefs team, from what we have seen right now, is all that impressive. I'm going to go ahead and give a stat here, mainly for Seminole 10, the Dolphins fans who are listening, to just maybe, and maybe if you're a fan of an NFL team, the Panthers, who haven't won a game yet and maybe aren't on track to win this weekend. Since the year 2000, there have been 117 teams that start the season 0-3. Only one team has made the postseason, the 2018 Houston Texans with Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
That's the only team that has started 0-3 since the year 2000 to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's wow.
So for those of you out there whose teams are 0-2, or if you are a Dolphins fan, I am sorry to give you the bad numbers this morning.
On the front of the Carolina Panthers, just because we're on the topic, so do you remember the one-year disaster train wreck Matt Rule-Joe Brady combination?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because Joe Brady was the greatest offensive mind the college game had ever seen at the time.
So
absolutely.
I will say this, like, I'm going to give Joe Brady some credit. Joe Brady's had an evolution in his philosophy, and he's done a really good job at coordinating this offense the last couple of seasons. And the reason I say that is, in college, right, LSU. He's got gold jacket NFL guys on the outside. He's got the greatest college quarterback season we've ever seen with Burrow statistically. And now, obviously, his life's not super difficult with Josh Allen. But the way that he's been able to kind of tweak the principles and tweak the scheme to more incorporate the tight ends and getting the backs out of the backfield and committing to running the ball, I think he's had an evolution in his career about taking what's in front of him, and that's what he learned from his Carolina era where he tried to just kind of install the LSU offense and run it. Now he's more just saying, okay, how can I put the guys that are in front of me in the best position to succeed? And I think he's done a great job doing that.
Oh, yeah. No, it turns out the LSU offense only really works at LSU when you have LSU personnel and everybody else doesn't.
Yeah, very, very true.
And I also think he got way more credit for that offense than he should have. Steve Ensminger did quite a bit running that offense as well.
He did, and also, like, could me and you have called plays with Burrow, Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Terrace Marshall,
yeah.
Randy Moss's son, etc.
Yes.
Yeah, like, that
yes.
was...
It would have been very Clyde Edwards-Helaire, yes.
Stingley on defense, ton of
I could have called some plays there.
Yeah, for sure. Texter gets in and says, James Cook is also filthy, playing incredible so far. He's one of the best backs in the league, and they've also, you know, done a really good job throughout the course of the season at using Josh Allen infrequently on the ground, which I think is important in the regular season to kind of protect him. We see Mahomes protect himself in the regular season so he can turn up running the football in the playoffs. And it just kind of, it's the way to keep your quarterback healthy and protected in the regular season. Another text gets in and says, as a Dolphins fan, hoping for 0-17 and the house gets cleaned in the first pick. Yeah, I think that's what you need to be rooting for at this point. And
the problem is you have competition there for the first overall pick.
You do. There's a lot of bad teams in the league this year. Another text in from Noah, and he says, Dalton Kincaid's a freak. Dalton Kincaid's really good, man. 5 grabs on 6 targets last night. Oh, and it looks like Herb's got us. Man, we are getting spoiled today. Herb Tyler's bringing over some great food here at the Chick-fil-A at Clemson. So we're going to have to dive into that during the break, John. And we can give you guys a little bit of a rundown on what we've got on the other side. But, John, do you want to naturally transition here, take this into, since we're on the topic of Dalton Kincaid, of course, we can go to our pick 'em contest where our first game is Texas Tech-Utah, the alum of Dalton Kincaid. Texas Tech is, if I'm not mistaken, are they getting 3.5 here? I don't know if this is – hold on. I want to check on this. So Utah is -3.5 in the contest. Okay, it was a little bit different on the screen. Utah is -3.5. We're both taking the -3.5, and we are in the majority this week, but it's only 7-5. Mickey Plyler took Utah. Mike Vaughn took Utah. Kwok took Utah. Ben took Utah. And Nick took Utah. The remainder of the contest is on Texas Tech. You know that I picked this Utah team to win the Big 12, go to the college football playoff in the preseason. I'm not throwing a victory lap for myself yet because they haven't played anybody. For me, this is the test to see if my take was legitimate in the preseason. This is the, you know, show up and play and go prove that you're actually a top 15 team in the country
right.
and that you're a legitimate contender for this league against another contender for this league in the Texas Tech Red Raiders. It's been encouraging signs thus far, but we haven't seen them play anyone good enough for me to be comfortable in this -3.5, to be honest.
To me, this was all about Devin Dampier.
Yeah.
I think he is going to absolutely feast in this game. Although Texas Tech offense has been humming along this season,
yeah,
they haven't played anybody with a pulse.
Yeah.
And having to go on the road, 10 a.m. local time for this kick, I just think it's going to be a little sleepy for Texas Tech. It may take them a little while to get going. And the problem with that is Utah is going to punch you right in the mouth at 10 a.m. local time.
Yeah.
I just, at home, give me the Utes here. I think this has the chance to be the game of the day.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this game. I have already been talking with Will Clanton how we are going to find another screen in the building to potentially have this one on while putting on the broadcast of Syracuse at Clemson.
And when I told you guys in the preseason about this Utah team, I mentioned Dampier as kind of my X factor, right? And my biggest question was, is he going to be able to translate his skill set as a passer to the Power 4 level? Because he was not a very good passer of the football last year at New Mexico. Again, was a super transcendent and dynamic runner, breaking records in the rushing game for that New Mexico team. But thus far, 64 for 88 for 631 yards, 7 touchdowns, no picks, and then he's added 203 yards and a touchdown on the ground. It feels like he's a lot more comfortable with his identity as a passer of the football right now. And another reason I really like this Utah team in this spot and just in the preseason in general, I do think there's something to be said about getting up to play for the head ball coach and Kyle Whittingham in his last year. Like, I know
We think. I still don't believe it's his last year, personally.
You don't?
No.
You think he's going to end up staying one more?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think that the I don't think he was going to go out with the way that things went with Cam Rising and all that didn't occur with that offense the last couple years. I do believe that this gives him a new lease on the profession. Now, granted, if they go out and win the league, I could see him hopping on the Harley and riding off into the sunset. Which, Coach Whittingham, if you're looking for a newer pre-owned bike, Boneyard Cycles, BoneyardCyclesOnline.net in Anderson. I think there is a chance for that, but I do believe with this team maybe finding its new footing and being revitalized with a new type of offense that he's running, I could see Whittingham sticking around for a couple more seasons. As someone who was around in the – was live in the 90s and remember the early 2000s, I think the whole head coach and waiting thing is a big waste of time, as we saw with Will Muschamp at Texas and so many other locations. I'm just not buying it here. I think Whittingham sticks around for a little while because I think this team is really darn good. And right now, I think the best team in the conference.
So on the Texas Tech front, again, they've played Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Kent State, and Oregon State. There's not a ton that we're going to learn, but Brenton Morton's a really good quarterback as well, and he's averaging over 300 yards a game and over 3 touchdowns a game through the air right now. I think my hesitation backing Texas Tech here and why I'm kind of leaning towards Utah before we take a quick break, 2 things. Lines of scrimmage play and ability to consistently run the football. I don't think that Utah has dynamic backs in comparison to the years past. Nakari Rogers is a fine player. Wayshon Parker is a fine player, but they do have a big offensive line that's going to be able to pave holes for them, and they accompany that with a mobile quarterback. So I'm expecting to see some more zone read RPO type of stuff. I think we're going to see more tempo out of Utah in this game. I think they've been holding a little bit of what they can do offensively because they played UCLA, Cal Poly, and Wyoming, and there is no reason to put anything extravagant on tape against those 3 opponents. I think this is where you start to see a little bit more of that RPO spread. Jason Beck, we're going to go up to the line of scrimmage tempo, and we're going to run RPO zone read with our quarterback. So give me Utah on this one. I'll go 31-23, protecting home field, 10 a.m. local time. I like that element as well, where Texas Tech's going to have to travel to a hostile environment. Utes are going to be fired up after playing 2 of their first 3 games on the road, and it should be a good day out in Salt Lake.
I think this is very high scoring. I think Utah winning this, I think Utah's going to score 38 points, something like that, to win this game.
Yeah.
I think Texas Tech is going to get theirs offensively. I would love the over in this one, even though it's actually a pretty high number.
Yeah, Morton's a good player. Dampier's a good player. This should be a good one to watch. So John and I are riding Utah -3.5 in the contest. We'll continue to roll you through our pick'em contest, previewing some of the biggest games of the week in the world of college football, live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson, right here on The Roar.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. Bring your home to life at the Upstate's premier gallery of recliners, mattresses, sofas, and more. Our staff has a combined nearly century of experience and are ready to help get you the comfort you need. With the brand names you trust, like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Flexsteel, and more, plus special financing, it's never been easier. Life is short. Put your feet up at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 Bypass in Easley.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Have you heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling stains might be a warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind knowing your roof's got you covered with the best protection throughout all of the seasons. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialist, 260-0080.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Power up your lunch, dinner, or football party with a visit to Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits. From their crazy good deep-fried ribs to their award-winning smoked Reuben sandwich to the best wings in the upstate for over 30 years, Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits has the winning team for game day or any day. Open Monday through Saturday with live music, karaoke, and more. 11028 Anderson Road in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville Road in Greer. Kickoff in style with Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time. It's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Final segment of hour number one continues here on the program. Faxon and John live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson. And Chick-fil-A is where you need to be for all of your tailgating needs. Tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. You heard from Herb Tyler in the first segment as always. He's got a great team that's always on site here, John, with us that we've gotten to know pretty well over the years. And they're always packing orders and putting in orders for the weekend. And I don't know how they keep up with everything because they get slammed with a ton of orders, but they always deliver top-notch quality and top-notch food to everybody that gets them in. I love Chick-fil-A.com through the Chick-fil-A app. There's nothing better than with the football and Chick-fil-A on game day.
So speaking of top-notch food, Herb Tyler just brought to us the egg white grill, grilled chicken on the English muffin with the little egg. They tweeted for us a little special, threw some pepper jack cheese on that thing. Incredible. Trying some of the Chick-fil-A sauce flavored potato chips. Yes, you heard me correct. The Chick-fil-A sauce potato chips. Also fantastic, and drinking the, for a limited time, the Cherry Berry Sprite right now. So come on by and see us, Chick-fil-A on 123 in Clemson.
Yes, for certain. And, man, this really just quality stuff here. The Pepper Jack is a game changer.
That was a nice touch. Yeah, that was a very nice touch.
The Pepper Jack, I'm somebody that, like, my go-to order always features the addition of Pepper Jack. Like, I'll go with the spicy chicken sandwich meal. I'll add Pepper Jack. I put Pepper Jack on pretty much anything I can, and that will be my go-to order going forward here with the Egg White Grill. Let's get – do we got Bengal John on the phone lines?
We have Bengal John on the phone lines. Bengal John, how you doing this morning?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Hope you're doing well on a Friday, one more day closer to game day.
Amen.
So the reason I called, I don't know if you guys have heard about it. I haven't really heard Walt talk about it, but I haven't listened to his show in the last couple of days, unfortunately. In Brian Kelly's press conference on Tuesday, I don't know if you saw the previous one, but he blew up Mike Cobble when he asked about the offense. I mean, just literally blew him up. But
he did.
I get it. And then after that on Tuesday, part of the press conference was asked about Garrett Nussmeier. His comments were, I wasn't going to discuss this morning, but since we've breached the subject, I'll go ahead and touch on it. I was not aware of it. I don't think anybody was. But apparently Garrett Nussmeier had an upper body injury during camp, and it was restricting his throwing process. He was able to throw, obviously, the short throws and the perimeter throws. Yeah. He threw a few long balls, but not much. And Brian Kelly continued to elaborate on how much he was restricted. And it was more, according to Brian Kelly, that they were keeping him under wraps, that they were not letting him do kind of what he wanted to do. They had toned back the offense. And obviously the Clemson game, 17-10, that was indicative. The Troy game, and then last week's game, the Louisiana Tech game, and then last week's game was kind of an indication that something was going on, but nobody knew. Well, yesterday in his press conference, he said that Garrett was 100%, that he had his best practice since opening of camp. He was able to do everything kind of as the Garrett Nussmeier of old. I say all that to say this, guys, and I want your opinion. They're going to let him play the Southeastern Louisiana game.
Yeah.
And according to Brian, he says this is actually good rather than sitting him because he hasn't been able to do a lot of the things. So now in this game, hopefully getting the reps and seeing the progress, he says he's 100%. My question to you is, would it not be better, since he's just now getting back healthy, to play him maybe the first half and then pull him and get him ready for Ole Miss? Because that's going to be a big challenge. Or do you think it's full bore, go ahead?
I would still let him maybe get the start, rep it a little bit. But to me, I would be using – you said you're playing Southeastern?
Yeah, it's Southeastern.
Southeastern, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be trying to see what you have in Van Buren. I think this would be a great opportunity here to see, can he run this offense? Because we know that LSU has the ability, likes to, and can go shopping in the offseason for quarterbacks. When Garrett Nussmeier goes pro, I think this is a nice opportunity. You could sit him for the majority of this game. I understand that there's a little bit of work you want to see him get in. If you think he's going to be dealing with this all year, you want to maybe work on learning how to play in-game and work on some different passing concepts while playing through the pain. But I do think this would be a great opportunity. I'd like to see way more Van Buren than Nussmeier in this spot.
Well, so my second part of this question is, and maybe you kind of answered it, what do you think about if he is able to go full 100% for, let's just say, a quarter or two? Do you guys feel like Brian Kelly's going to uncork the bottle and say, okay, let's see what our offense truly looks like if he is truly 100% and go down and score? Now, I get it. It's Southeastern. It's not against quality competition. Having all that said, I don't think it's an indication to me, and I could be wrong, but having all that said, if you go out and score 45 or 50, does that really tell you anything other than he's able to throw the long ball again? Is that kind of the impression you guys get?
I do think there's something about confidence and rhythm and flow, especially in relation to playing the quarterback position, right? We've seen that struggle here in Tiger Town with quarterback Cade Klubnik that just doesn't appear to be playing confident football. He doesn't appear to be playing in rhythm right now as he was, you know, for the majority of last season when Clemson was going on that tear and that winning streak. So I do think it makes sense to kind of open things up a little bit more this week. But obviously, that does come with the inherent risk of subjecting yourself to a potential injury as well. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword, Bengal John, and I think it's a really intriguing situation to continue to monitor. But I do think there is some point in time where you want to quote-unquote break him in when he's fully healthy. And the torso injury is kind of how it was described and articulated by Kelly. Yeah. That's affecting all of the mechanics when you throw the football. I would argue that's one of the worst injuries you can have at quarterback because you can't move your hips and you can't get torque when you're throwing the ball. And it affects your throwing motion. It affects your comfort level.
But it doesn't tell us whether it's ribs or what. It's an upper torso injury. And I get it. Yeah. I understand how that limits you, but you know, if it's a rib thing and you throw him out there, it could get worse, right?
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's where kind of the lack of clarity that we have with the specification of the injury is kind of it's hindering my ability to fully analyze the situation, to be honest, because if it's ribs, I'm sitting him, and Van Buren's playing the whole game and we're rolling the ball out, just to be honest, because you're a fractured rib away from your season being over at that point. But if it's anything right. where it's just more like abdomen and you're talking about muscle and you're talking about core, then I think it's probably worth playing him for the first half and airing the ball out and seeing if you can get Hilton's head out of his rear end because he's been pouting a little bit this season and seeing if you can get Barry and Brown a little bit more confident and Anderson and all those guys. And so I do think LSU is a supremely talented football team. I said before the season that their defense was primed to take a big leap talent-wise. I just needed to kind of like fully see it with my own two eyes. And if you keep playing defense at this level, then your offense has got some luxury of a couple more weeks to figure things out.
Yeah, yeah. And my final comment is this. That's exactly what Brian Kelly said in that press conference, is that we've been able to lean on the defense and play complementary football. We didn't have to score 50 points. And I get it that he knows that. Faxon, here's the thing, though. Knowing that and knowing the production that he had last year, I think if he is healthy, we're going to begin to see this week and going forward the offense function at 100%. Because as we all know, Garrett Nussmeier is the core to all this. I get it. There's some new pieces in the offensive line. But I think they're beginning to gel quick. I mean, they're really doing the things right as far as staying on task and so on and so forth. But again, you let Garrett Nussmeier get back into the rhythm that he was in towards the end of the season last year. I think the offense can be just as productive, if not more. So, and then you have a great defense to keep people out of the end zone. You know, I mean, there's a lot of positives here, but the concern again is Garrett, and I appreciate you guys answering it to the best of your ability because I didn't know any more than you guys did because he was very vague about it.
Yeah, he was, and he was not willing to give a ton of details on that injury situation. Hey, Bengal John, thanks for checking in, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Of course. Anything else to add on the – I mean, obviously, it's a weird situation and dynamic that's unfolding in Baton Rouge, but you're 3-0 in spite of that.
Of course, it's a weird dynamic. Brian Kelly is involved.
That's true. That's true.
He's a jerk.
He is a jerk.
I mean, he's a good football coach, not a nice guy. Not a surprise that he's taking something that doesn't have to be a huge covert ops giant secret and making it, he's just a ridiculous coach. Anyways.
For sure. Let's
congrats on the win week one.
Let's shift gears and continue to move forward in our pick'em contest. 654 Roar if you want our commentary or thoughts on any of these games. The next one up in the contest is one that we're on the other side of the coin on. SMU is a 6.5-point dog at Texas Christian. TCU's a good team. We don't have a lot about these two teams as of right now, but I do think that TCU is primed to take a step forward from where they were at these last couple of seasons. I like Kendall Briles. I like Sonny Dykes. I think Hoover is the guy at quarterback. I think they've got a couple talented running backs and a couple talented wide receivers. The Idaho transfer, Jordan Dwyer, is maybe the best receiver in this entire conference. I mean, seriously, this guy's unbelievably good. Tight end room is deep. O-line is good. I've got some questions on defense. That's kind of where I'm at.
I took SMU here, and I don't like the pick. I wish I would have... taking TCU here. However, I think this game, this is the last game out of the Iron Skillet. There's been 103 meetings in 104 years, and this rivalry is set to stop moving forward.
I hate that.
I hate that as well. I think this, the reason I went with SMU here was I think that this has a chance, with this being the final game in this rivalry, to this go down to the wire. It's going to, I would love an overplay if I could have one.
Yeah.
I think both offenses are going to find some success. I think a lot of pause that I had with backing TCU in the spot originally earlier in the week was the only TCU data point that I have laid eyes on personally was that North Carolina game. That game doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah, North Carolina's garbage.
Well, it got so out of control so early. They didn't know what quarterback they wanted to play. Like, TCU could have ran halfback dive 50 times in a row and put up the same score result.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't have mattered what they ran. So, I think earlier in the week, I went with SMU just due to my only data point with TCU that I have personally seen is that North Carolina game. I don't trust that data point. I think Jennings and Maryland and these guys can go put up some points here. So,
yeah,
I took SMU to cover. Don't feel great about it.
I don't feel great about TCU for what it's worth either. And again, it's early. I think we're still probably at the point where we're gathering information on a lot of these teams. And for TCU specifically, they had a bye week, so they've only played two games. One of those is against Abilene Christian, so we're still kind of looking for what the identity may be. I don't feel super confident about this one, but I do think we're going to see points on the board because SMU's personnel, not very talented on the defensive side of the ball. TCU's capable of putting up some points.
Texter says, do you have any picks you were confident about? I'll tell you my confident pick next on next hour.
Yeah, for sure. Hour number two, live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson, coming up right after this on the
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.